الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and sent us into this world with a purpose. There is nothing in this world which has been made or manufactured without an object. A person manufactured a pen, the ballpoint pen. The object for it was to make writing easy. First there was the feather which is to be dipped into the ink pot, and then when writing you have to dry the ink, etc. Now it has become so easy. So there's an object, there's a purpose behind it. A person manufactured the car was to take a person from point A to point B. Person invented the cell phone was to speak to people from far and wide, whatever the case may be. Anything that has been made, anything that has been invented, anything that has been invented with a purpose in mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses a question to us and says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. That, O insan, O people, don't you ponder, don't you sit back and think that have I created you without a purpose? If man manufactures something, he invents something, and he's got an object behind it, then Malikul Kul, Khalikul Kul, Allahu Rabbul Alameen, who is the creator of the universe, creator of everything, is Allah going to do something abatha, without any purpose, without any object? Is there nothing behind it? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And do you think for a moment that you are not going to return to us? You are not going to come back to us? Now in the second rakat of the salah, Imam Sahib read, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. That most certainly the desire for abundance has destroyed you. One time, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, he drew a block, a four-sided figure, and in the middle of the block he drew a line which came right out of the block, and within the block, from this line that was in the center which protruded out, which came out, he drew many lines towards the sides within the block. Asked the Sahaba, that wouldn't you ask me what I'm doing? Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is it? He said, this block here, this is the lifespan of man, and this line which I have drawn, which is coming out of the block, these are his hopes and his desires. That his lifespan is still a certain place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُ مُسَمَّى. That when the time, when the prescribed time comes, then it will not be delayed for a split second, nor will it be brought forward. Recently, speaking now, two incidents after the month of Ramadan. One was Hashim Bhai Ghanchi rahmatullah alayh, the brother of Mulana Suleiman Ghanchi sahab rahmatullah alayh, came for Dhuhr Salah, read his four rakat sunnah, and after the sunnah stood up to go and join the Jamaat. Jamaat had just started. He collapsed and he took three, four deep breaths and he was gone. That when he left home, not realizing that I will not return, while reading the four sunnahs, did not realize that I'm not going to make it into the Jamaat. Although a Mubarak Maut, but lesson for us, eye-opener. Last week, Brother Zainul Abidin Kareem sahab rahmatullah alayh went to go and bury another brother, Brother Shabir sahab, Allah make everybody, all the marhums, make them maghfirat. While at the qabr, he must have been looking at the qabr next to it. Now as we generally stand next to a qabr, you'll see an open grave, open pit. He must be looking at it. He said, brother, be careful, don't fall in there, be careful. Not realizing there's going to be my qabr. At the qabristan, buried somebody. After the burial, heart attack or whatever the case may be, passed away, buried in a qabr, that was, he must have been seeing the pit. Must be warning others that be careful that you're going to step, you're going to fall in here. Not realizing this is my qabr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world. Did Allah send us without any purpose? So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so this line which is coming out of the block, these are the hopes and desires of a person. That his lifespan is still a certain place, that is within the block, but his desires are for long, much more than that. That I must still buy this property, I must still open a branch here, I must still give security to my children, what will happen to my wife, what will happen, that all these things are still in, and the small, small lines that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew within the block, he said these are the trials and problems of a person, which come to him within his lifespan. If one misses him, the other will most certainly get him. And in all these problems, how we will conduct ourselves and how we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the sum total of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world. How are we going to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We will need a guide. We will need somebody to lead us on that path. Hazrat Yusuf ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what he said? وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. I do not trust my nafs. I do not trust my soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us time and again in Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. That most certainly, shaitan is your open enemy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us about our carnal desires, our passions, our whims and our offenses. One time while returning from one jihad, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala and majma'in that we are coming back from a small jihad. Small jihad, the deserts of Arabia, the heat of the desert sun in summer, going on horseback. That time was not the time of air conditioning, etc. In what conditions they must have gone, taking their life on their palms, going the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says we're coming back from a small jihad. Towards what? There was a very, very great jihad. Which is that great jihad? The jihad of the nafs. To keep one's nafs in control. Yusuf ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, a noble person, the son of a noble person. In the words of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a son of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a noble person, the son of a noble person. He is saying, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي, that I cannot trust my nafs. And me, Maulana, I studied 7 years in Mulai in Madrasa, nobody like me. When I entered the masjids, everybody must make salam to me. I'm the imam of the masjid. I'm doing the work of Jamaat for 30 years. I'm teaching Madrasa for 40 years. I'm going to Khanqah program for 10 years, for 20 years, whatever the case. Each one thinking about himself. Hazrat Yusuf Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi of Allah, and in the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a noble person, a son of a noble person, a Nabi, the son of a Nabi. He's saying, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. I do not trust my nafs for a split second. Inna nafs la ammara. Then most certainly, inna, the word inna is already to stress a point. Definitely, certainly, without doubt. La, the slam ye, is also for emphasis. So emphasis upon emphasis. And then ammara, not amir. Higher than amir. Amar means to command. Amir, one who is in command or gives commands. Ammara, one who gives a lot of commands. So this nafs is such a thing which will always, la ammaratum bisu, will always drag a person, will always take a person towards evil. And for us to stay on the road, a person's got a car, you're driving, now while coming also you're checking wheel alignment, then holding the steering, car is going towards the right or going towards the left, then you've got to go to the workshop, get the alignment sorted out. We are traveling a journey going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But every moment that is passing in our life, we are traveling this journey towards qabr. And here, we are going to get detours. There's going to be roadworks on the road. You're going to get a puncture. This is going to happen. That is going to happen. But we do not give up the object of our journey. A person is going for a holiday. He's going to Durban. He's going to Cape Town. On the way, he had a puncture. He doesn't say, I had a puncture. No, let me go back home. Or these roadworks on the road. No, I don't want to drive. I'm going back home. Sort out the problem. Go on the detour and reach your destination. Like that, in this journey of life, you're going to have detours. Just now after Asr Salah, Hazrat Maulana Musa Sahib spoke about the illnesses of the soul. These are the detours and these are the problems that we are going to have on our way. That we are going to be traveling this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to overcome them? Very, very easy. Go to the spiritual doctor. Go to that guide. Go to that person whom your heart takes to, who has already tread this path, who has already seen all the pitfalls of all this, who has already gained experience. And with a little bit of ishara, just a little bit of sign, he will be able to tell you, do this, do this, do this. This is the way you will fix your puncture. As the Sheikh always gives us this example, that one is a person who is driving the car. He had a puncture, but he had no knowledge of how to change a tire. Now he got 5, 6, 10 friends of his to lift up the car, and then he took a 4-pound hammer with a chisel trying to loosen the bolts and nuts. What is he going to do? He's going to cause so much damage to that car, it's going to be more in problem than what he was before. And if it was an old man, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years old, was driving along, but he had knowledge of how to change the tire, he had experience, somebody had already shown him, he passed his life in this, he did it time and again, now he changes it how he was taught, according to experience, in a few moments, a little, maybe a little bit longer, but he will change the tire and he will be on his way. Like that, one is, we're going to take Google Sharif, Mufti Sahab, and open laptop and get all our maslas. When we get cancer, we get heart attack and we have to be on the operation table, then we don't say that I must look at the medical books and I will do everything myself. Then we go to a doctor, we got a legal problem, we go to the lawyer. And we don't say I'll open up the law book and I'll see what law applies to the tenant and the lessor and the lessee and whatever the case may be, wherever there's a problem. Now you go to the person, you want to build a house. Then you don't say I'll open up my book and I'll draw my own plans and I'll get it passed and I'll do this and I'll do that. Then you go to the engineer, you go to the architect, you go to whoever are the people of that field. We are traveling this journey. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, I don't trust my nafs in the least. It is something that is always going to lead you towards evil. It's going to say something that is going to lead you astray. Something that's going to take you on the detour. It's going to take you off your journey, off your objective. Now, how must we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We'll have to stay in the company of those people who have already reached. Our Shaykh always says, one is a person who wants to go to Durban, and now he doesn't know the way, you ask somebody for directions, then he's going to tell you, they go this way, drive till here, you'll get the N12 highway or the entry, whatever the case may be. You'll see this sign, you'll see that sign on the way. He'll give you landmarks, you'll pass a filling station, you'll pass a mall, you'll pass this. And in this way, you'll reach your destination. And one is that the person tells you that I am also going, let me get into your car or you get into my car. Now you can sleep, you can snore, you can see dreams and everything. And without any worry, without any difficulty, you will reach your destination. So put your hand into the hands of those people who have already tread this path. Put your hand into the hand of those people who have already seen the pitfalls of all this journey. And they have got the experience. And then you will reach your destination. And the destination is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Jannah. And the desire for Jannah should be there. It has been taught to us in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the night of Qadr and many other ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever will do this imana wa ihtisaban, with full iman and with the hope of reward. So we have been taught to desire the reward of akhirah. But more than Jannah, more than the reward, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the Jannah. And in the words of our illustrious Shaykh, Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzil Ali, Allah bless him with long life and shifa kamil, give us tawfiq to benefit from him to the maximum. He says, Jannah, Allah can make another 100 Jannahs, another billion and another trillion Jannahs. Allah wants, he can beautify it even more and more. And it will be beautified. But one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So this journey that we are treading, this path that we are there taking, is to reach the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is that person who will do something haphazardly. And one is that person who will do something consciously. One is that person who was in the bazaars, in the marketplace, and he had many things to do. I must go to the post office, I must go to the shop, I must go to the market, I must do this, I must do that. And in that time, the time of salah came. Now he came and he read his salah, but his mind is still all in all the chores that he's got to do. All the things that he's got to carry out. I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do that. One is that person who came long before, consciously, and now he made wudu, he came long before the adhan, sat, read Quran Sharif, read a few nafil namazas, whatever the case may be, engaged himself in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the time of salah came, now he's reading salah. There'll be a world of difference between the two salahs. So one is that person who will just be living his life and just carrying on. Knowing, we all know that moth is definitely there. Death is definitely there. And we all know that we have to prepare for moth. But one is that person who's just going to be doing it along the way. That is, I've got to do this, I must still buy a building, I must still buy another business, I must still open a branch here, I must still set up security for my children, I must still do this, I must do that. He's also traveling that journey. And one is that person who is traveling this journey consciously, that I've got to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he enters into a business transaction. Will my Allah be happy with this? Or will my Allah be displeased with this? The person is going to, is going on a holiday. In which way will he conduct himself? Not to say that we don't go for recreation and all, but how, in which way will my Allah be pleased with me? And what will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Anything and everything that a person does, to do it consciously. This is the sum total of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this dunya. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I haven't created man and jinn, but with the purpose that they should worship me, أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, that they should recognize me. And again, the teaching of our illustrious Shaykh Muddazil Ali, and one is that person who will see the morning rising sun on the horizon, and he'll say, ah, what a breathtaking scene. And one is that person will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that horizon. One is that person will be sitting and eating his plate of biryani and say, what a sumptuous meal. Oh my wife, what a meal you cooked today. And one is that person who's going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that plate of food. That where did the rice come from and where did the spice come from? Where did the veggies come from and where did the sour milk come from? Where did the butter come from? And he'll see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is that person that the baby was born at home and he saw, oh, what lovely cheese. I feel like biting this child. I feel like eating it up. How beautiful. What a nose. Look at the small. One is that person who's going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that baby. That a small little heart, how it's pumping, how it's functioning, how the little eyes, how Allah created it. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the eyes into that baby in the womb of the mother, then Allah did not send a bill. You go for one consultation to a doctor, 200 rand, 300 rand, 400 rand consultation, and we're still waiting for the heart attack that we can get when we get a full bill. That is on its place, that is separate. Allah did not send a bill that today I'm putting eyes into the baby, then 100,000 rands. Today I'm putting kidneys into the baby, 200,000 rands. Or today the heart is being put into the baby. So one is that person who's going to see the baby, is just going to see the beauty of the child. And one is that person who's going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the child. One is a person who's going to see himself in the mirror, and he's going to look at his nose, and he's going to think about himself. And one is that person who's going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his reflection. That, oh Allah, how you made my eyes. Oh Allah, how you made my hair. Oh Allah, how you made this, how you made that. So this is the sum total. This is the object of living in this dunya, to build a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah does not remain just a 5-letter word in our life. That A-L-L-A-H, Allah is not just a word. We have a living bond. That anything happens, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All the time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Problems and difficulties are going to come, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us solutions to that also. Inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. That with every difficulty, there are two solutions, there are two eases. That is on its place. But how are we going to traverse this journey? How are we going to tread along? How are we going to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is the sum total of life. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into the world. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses the question, that do you think we have created you in vain? Do you think that there is no purpose of your creation? Do you think that you are not going to come back to us? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think that you are not going to return to us? Most certainly we are going to. And we will have to answer of how we have tread this journey. To tread this journey in a proper way, we'll have to link ourselves up with somebody who's got experience of this path. Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala majma'in. And whatever I'm telling you, nothing from my side. Everything from my illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madizul Ali. The friends, when we came from India, we were big Mufti Sahib and big Qari Sahib and big Hafiz Sahib and everybody up till today, Mawlana and but we know what we are. When we put our hand in the hand of Shaykh, now we realize that the Salah we're reading is not even worth calling a Salah. The days of Bakhraid are coming, and the Qurbanis that we made over the years, what Qurbani did we make? We just carried out a few rituals. They open up our eyes and put life into our actions. The friends and elders, Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala and majma'in, those people that the superpowers of their time didn't want to rule over them. But when they linked themselves up with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when they saw the object of life, and they tread the journey in that way, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Rijal, these are men. Men, we are all men. We all human beings, they had two eyes, we've got two eyes, they had two limbs, we've got two legs, they had two hands, we've got two hands. Whatever they, according to the body, the anatomy, the physical features, etc., whatever they had, we had. But Allah says they are men. Why were they men? That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to the test, they passed with flying colors. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Zulzilu zilzal and shadida, we shook them such a shaking, a very, very severe shaking, their hearts came into the mouth. But Allah passed, gave the result of that exam, that they stayed in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They realized the object of life. They realized how to travel this journey. That we are one day going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That no matter what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not be displeased with me. And that is taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa we can translate in many ways in English. There is no proper translation of this word in English. You can say fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can say Allah consciousness, you can say whatever. But that will come into us when we'll stay in the company of those who have got that taqwa already. Those who are already sadiq fit taqwa, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. I'm not saying it. That kunu ma'as sadiqin, stay in the company of those who are sadiq fit taqwa. And stay with them hatta takunu mithlahum, until you become like them. Who are those people? إذا رأوا ذكر الله. That when you see them, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see them, then you think of qabr. When you see them, then you think that, hey, one day I'm going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the object of life. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. So this is the question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has posed to us. That do you think we've created you without any object? Do you think we have created you in vain? Do you think that there's no purpose? And do you think for a moment that you're not going to return to us? Remember that we've created you with a purpose. That is to recognize us. And that is that you should reach us. And if you want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will have to stay in the company of the spiritual doctors who know the pitfalls of this journey, who know the detours, who knows the dangers of this road, and who can guide us along, so that when we follow the signs, like a person asks for his destination, how will I reach there? They will show you the signs, not only show you the signs, they will drive you along and make you reach your destination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. Let us realize the object of our life and the purpose of our creation, and may Allah give us tawfiq of making preparation for the inevitable, which is maut. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.